The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I would like to welcome a whole bunch of people. We've got a room full here. Let's get started with Selena Sanchez, Development and Marketing Director with Micro Enterprise Services of Oregon, also known as MISO. Also with us is Josh Lyons, Market President of KeyBank of Oregon and Southwest Washington and Commercial Banking Leader. Tiffany Canifax with KeyBank. She's the Business Banking Team Lead and the Key for Women Chair for Oregon is also with us. And we have Pallavi Pandey, the Pitch Contest winner. We just announced the winner just like a couple of weeks ago, right?
Right.
Excellent. So, Josh, let's get started with you. Tell me about the Pitch Contest. It's a second year for this.
Yeah, so we are thrilled to bring it back for the second year. We had such great success in the first year, such great excitement in the market, so we had a chance to bring it back. So the Pitch Contest actually had 85 applicants across 16 different counties. And just last week on Thursday, we were live at Providence Park where the 10 finalists had a chance to pitch their ideas in front of six judges, and the wonderful Detox LLC Pallavi Pandey won the contest.
Excellent. So tell me about what is this contest? Tell me about it.
Yeah. So we through our Key for Women Small Business project. And I'll back up there. Kind of Key for Women really started back in 2005 as a commitment to providing capital to women-owned businesses. Since 2005, it has continued to evolve to not only be a source of capital for women-owned businesses, but to also create environments where you have empowerment, where you have a community building, and then where you have advocacy. So forming those ideas into this pitch contest. This is the fourth one that we've done across KeyBank. Two of them have now been in Portland. So we asked both established businesses and startup businesses to apply. Again, chose 10 finalists and awarded capital, a total capital of $50,000 across those 10 finalists, with Detox ultimately winning the grand prize of $20,000.
Excellent. Why is it so important to focus on women-owned businesses?
I think, candidly, when you look across kind of just what the numbers, what the statistics show, the growth in women-owned businesses, their ability to influence the economy both locally and nationally, it just makes good business sense to support these women-owned businesses.
And the Portland Thorns are involved somehow, too. Tell me about that.
Absolutely, yeah. So we kind of brought the gang back together for a year or two again. So with both the Portland Thorns and then also with MISO, we had just, again, such great success. Made all the sense in the world to get the group back together, knowing that we knew how to deliver it from year one, streamline and made it a little bit easier for a year or two. Yeah. And then just their impact in the community, their commitment to community, their commitment to small business, along with MISO as well, made all the sense in the world.
So this was the second go around, second year in a row. So what was different this time?
I think easier.
Yeah.
A little bit easier from just a process standpoint. What I would say is there's an incredible amount of work that goes in behind the scenes in order to make kind of the day of the pitch happen. If you think about last year and this year, it was almost 20 consecutive months of planning from the first contest to the second contest. I believe we did the pitch contest last year in November. We took December off, came back in January, instantly started planning for our October 2nd pitch contest as well. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a labor of love. It's a testament to the organizations that we chose to partner with, and just a testament to the people kind of behind the scenes, kind of the unsung heroes that make it go off without a hitch. It looks easy, but it's incredibly difficult.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good that it looks easy, right?
Yeah.
Excellent. Let me introduce once again Selena Sanchez. You're with MISO, which is Micro Enterprise Services of Oregon. Tell me about MISO.
At MISO, we do work with small businesses. It's one branch of our tree. And MISO was very interested in being involved with this event because this pitch contest served as a platform to connect with extensive network of women-owned businesses and enterprising individuals in Oregon and Southwest Washington. our mission at MISO extends way beyond providing financial resources for the contest winners. We are committed to offering comprehensive support as they navigate their journey forward. We believe that when women-owned businesses thrive, they become catalysts for job creation and become players in fostering a robust local economic growth.
How long have you been with MISO?
I've been with MISO just under 2 years.
Yeah? How's it been those 2 years?
It's been amazing. From the world that I come from, it's what I love about MISO and the people that we work with is how community comes together and how one and everybody supports each other. It's not a me for me. It's all for one. Yeah. And that's what I really love about working for MISO and working with the clients that we work with.
So this contest, you were kind of knee-deep in this contest, right?
We were very knee-deep.
Maybe even waist-deep.
Yes. And, you know, you get so involved with getting to know all of the contestants from the 86 that applied to then you get to the 10 finalists that I was so anxious that morning. It was as though I was watching my daughter get married or something, because you get so involved with them and hearing their stories and listening to, because MISO, our staff were the mentors for the finalists. And when I would hear a lot of them on the calls with the finalists, you were just rooting for every single one of them. And it's an inspiring event to be part of. And I think I can speak on behalf of MISO and all of our mentors that we were very blessed to have had the opportunity to work with each one of them. And I trust that we will continue to follow their journey, if not be an instrumental part on their growth.
Yeah. Did you say you were one of the mentors?
I was not one of the mentors. I was one of the ones on the backside looking in, but I would hear our mentors speaking to them, because a lot of them would have their meetings at our MISO Makers Market. So I could hear them all talking and doing their pitch. And
that must be really interesting to hear.
It's very interesting, because you're always leaning over wanting to listen. And it's exciting, because you then, like I said, that morning of the event, I was so excited to get there. And okay, let's go. I want to watch all 10 of them.
Yeah. Well, let's talk to our winner, shall we?
Ready,
yes. How are you?
I am as good as I can be after drinking my own success over the week.
Yeah?
Yes.
So tell me about this process for you. What was it like?
Well, I can echo just what everybody said here. We were all riding the wave of motivation, inspiration, and that fun of 10 contestants being selected out of 85, and then everybody being supportive in a room behind the scenes. You're sharing similar emotions. I think that was the most beautiful part, where we were trying to pacify each other. You got it. You go, girl. Like, those are the real moments that we get to experience behind the scenes. And I'm so glad that I can tell everybody on this podcast today that this is how we all felt. Similar feelings, happy, anxious, and just wishing the best for each other.
Yeah. Did you make some lifelong friends?
I did. I think we made some besties, and we were like, oh, where did you get that jacket and that belt, and where can I purchase of this and that? So supporting one another. And I think I will echo with Selena what she just said, that community feel. I take so much of immense pride in that. I went to D.C. 1 week before in the Chamber of Commerce, and I was invited on the stage for a game thing, which was like 10 minutes thing. But I could not resist myself by telling people that how much the Pacific Northwest people are all about community, and they just want to be there for one another, and that is what I experienced that day.
Wow, that's awesome. Tell me about your business.
I would love to, and I stand for detox. Detox echoes with the meaning, cleansing journey. But this is just more than your inside. This is inside, outside, but with leaves. And if you're wondering why leaves, it is because I have notoriously become a mompreneur in the last 5 years, who is saving, or who is rescuing people from the sad world of cheap paper, toxic plastic, expensive bamboos, and the boring, heavy, traditional chinaware. Believe it or not, my arms hurt when I'm attending events with those white chinaware, and I'm like, Jesus, I wish they had a better alternative. I wish I could provide my tableware here. So that is what I've been doing, and just giving consumers a better choice.
What is your, what are your, how do you make your products? What's it made of?
Oh, it's a very simple, simple process. You go to India because that's where the raw material is first. So your checklist is done. You visit another country. Start there.
sounds like a good place to start.
Yes. And then you just collect a lot of raw material, which is areca palm trees. Now, the purpose of the tree is to produce areca nut. And areca nut is something we eat all the time in the Middle Eastern Asian countries. They are coated with mint, just like what gum does to your mouth. So that kind of feeling. But the leaves fall down. They become your renewable material. You pick them up. You heat compress them under big, huge machines, just like you're ironing your clothes. And then you form your plates or bowls or spoons or straws or charcuterie boards, whatever your product you need to make. And then you sanitize it under UV light. You pack it and you give it to the consumer.
It's quite a process.
Well, if you ask time-wise, yes, it does take a couple of months.
So what's the future hold for you now that you've won this contest?
Well, definitely I can say behind the scenes, everybody thinks, okay, they've won a jackpot. Okay, this company won this. But as founders, I think we all know where to put every dollar into our business back, because like what the numbers were being told, capital growth, we all as women do suffer from that. And I myself have had firsthand experience. And I think all of this big check money is going to go towards capital growth for my business, because I think the only thing that's stopping me to conquer the world right now is capital, and I don't have that. So every little bit of checks that I win from pitching does help, because that's another scrappy and savvy way to bootstrap your business. And I've trained myself in the last so many years to look for these resources, become aware, identify, and then become pitchable. Like just go on the stage and have a conversation. So that's what I've trained myself for, and I take pride in that.
Yeah. You seem very confident and like you know what you're doing. How much does that play into a pitch?
Oh, I mean, I'm a one single woman army. I have two contractors that work for me. So wearing from my marketer hat to my financial hat to social media hat, I've dealt with everything myself. But then in the process, I was able to build some systems and structures so that when it's time to hire people, when it's time to bring people in, I can easily get rid of that hat and put it on other people.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Let's bring in once again Tiffany Canifax.
Yeah.
Hey, it's been a little minute since we talked to you.
Almost a year.
You're the business banking team lead at KeyBank and also the Key for Women chair for Oregon.
Great.
Tell me about Key for Women.
Yeah. So Key for Women, Josh had alluded to earlier, started in 2005. Back in our headquarters in Cleveland. And it was really a campaign to lend $1 billion to qualified women business owners within a 3-year time period. And they actually achieved that within a 2-year time period and generated more than $12 billion in loans to women-owned businesses. So now we really focus on a mission to advocate, connect, and empower women business leaders and owners and really help them thrive. Through advocacy, through our, we have a Key for Women, www.key/women, and you can get to our webpage and it will show you different conferences across the country, across our footprint, with maybe it's a podcast, maybe it's a webcast, maybe it's an in-person meeting where women can come together and help connect and advocate and, really talk to one another about how to make their business thrive. We really help with the capital piece of it, right? Just like with the pitch contest and such, we have across our whole footprint, we have a team of Key for Women certified advisors. Our employee base goes through a certified advisor training program. Once they become certified, then they can really take a deeper dive in helping their clients and help advocate for them and help connect them to the different channels that they need to be able to be successful.
Why is it so important for women to speak with other women about this?
You know, that's a great question, Gary. I personally think that women really have a lot in common together. We're trying to juggle several different things with careers, with family, with home, and really helping each other sometimes commiserate in our own miseries as we're going along is very helpful. You know, I think women are a little bit more likely to share their experiences on what went well, what didn't go well. Hey, you know, here's something that you can learn from that I did that probably wasn't as beneficial. And I think they're more open to talking with each other about that.
Paula V, would you agree with that?
Yeah, like I said, we love riding those waves together. Yeah. Because we've been there. So we understand if we can save somebody that time with our network, our ecosystem, then why not?
Yeah. So, Tiffany, this was the second annual business pitch contest for women owned businesses. And how many contestants were there at the very beginning?
Well, we the finalists, there was 10.
10 finalists.
Yeah. So it really consisted of 5 startups and 5 existing businesses. The winner could come from either category as the contest progressed along. Each one of the finalists had a 4-minute pitch that they did in front of a live studio audience, you could say. It was televised as well, which was really nice. And they fielded questions from the judges for up to 6 minutes after that. We had 6 judges this year that helped determine who the winner was. And some of our runner-ups were Callie's Custom Wigs. Her business was able to win the prize of $8,000, as well as a runner-up for Bitter for Worse. They were also a runner-up that was the benefactor of an $8,000 prize. And then the remaining runner-ups received $2,000 each, which was Ella Dean, Business Camp LLC, I'm Ukrainian, Wholesome Foods LLC, Mimi's Fresh Teas, Coast Fork Brewing, and Gal Pal Productions.
It must be so fascinating to see all these businesses come in. It's like, wow, that is an original idea that I never would have thought of in a million years.
I don't know how many times I told myself that, Gary, last week. It was like, man, why didn't I think of this? This is phenomenal. Yeah. And the courage for these women to, you know, sometimes step out of their corporate careers in order to start these businesses up and to run forward with it on just a hope and a prayer is very inspiring to me to watch.
Yeah, what was different this year than the first year you did it?
Like Joss alluded to earlier, I think we were more prepared this year. We learned a lot last year from the contest. I was able this year to step back and not be a judge. Last year I was a judge. This year I was behind the scenes, so I could really help prior to the actual contest itself with the green rooms and the pitches themselves and such. So it was just a well-oiled machine this year.
Yeah.
We had a bigger turnout this year, I felt.
Yeah, I wonder, were there more contestants this year?
I wouldn't say. It's the same amount of contestants, but the live studio audience, there was a lot more of them this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I think I'd just add, too, one of the cool things was because we had the benefit of this year's contestants being able to see last year's contestants in their kind of live stream and how they pitched. It was really cool to see how this year's group kind of did their research, went in, saw what landed, saw what the kind of potential questions would be from the judges, and were able to kind of incorporate that in and to be really, really prepared. I thought last year for our inaugural year, they did an incredible job. I think this year kind of stepped up even further because they had the benefit of hindsight and kind of learning from last year's kind of trailblazers within the pitch contest.
Yeah, Selena, but with Miso, were these kind of stuff part of the workshops that you guys offered?
Interesting that you asked that question and what you just said, Joshua, because we did have workshops for the finalists, and there were a lot of great questions that the mentees would ask their mentors. And one thing that all of the mentors did say was watch the other contestants and know your business. There were 2 key areas that the mentors made sure that the mentees really spoke about, and that was understanding and summarizing your financial earnings. Know your business. So they were able to speak about their earnings, speak about their growth and where they want to take their business. And then beyond that, showing strong growth with a clear vision. They wanted to see sustainability, and then also back to community, back to influencing our community. How can we grow my business, build my business, but still keep community involved in the business? And how can I do a give back with my business? And that was really key, and something that we saw from all of the finalists is how they were going to do a give back and how they were going to create jobs and just create growth through community and bringing in more people to their business.
Yeah. Through this contest, were you able to identify any trends?
Sustainability and social responsibility. More and more women entrepreneurs are building businesses that prioritize ethical sourcing, eco-friendly products, and giving back to the community. This aligns with a growing consumer demand for businesses that care more about that than they do profit. Believe it or not, women do believe in growth of women, and more so than the bottom line. The bottom line is important, but so is encouraging and building a brand that people remember. Also, some of the major themes were, again, supporting each other through networks, partnerships, and shared resources. Again, this group of women sharing their resources, sharing, you know, what they've learned, what they've taken away. And I really believe that these 10 finalists will stay in touch with each other and help build one another.
Pallavi, if you had some advice for women who are trying to start their own business, what would that be?
Thank you for asking that question. I would say choose your risk wisely, because when you do decide to start your own business, it's a risk you're taking. And when you're in the audience and you haven't taken that risk, you still are at risk. So you have to be the one deciding which part of the risk or which side of the risk you want to be, and you then choose it wisely.
What gives you such confidence?
Again, being there, done there. This is my third business, believe it or not. Two of them prior to this were an experience. I don't call them failures because I had so much to learn from them. But of course, I knew the third time would work like a charm because I did everything that was required that I did not do in my first two businesses. And believe it or not, I just launched my fourth business this June. Helping other small businesses on Amazon, because I built a 7-figure brand on Amazon by myself, believe it or not. I didn't know anything, nothing in and out, but I figured it all. I even went to Amazon and I made sure I make noise, because I'm more than just a commodity. Like she was saying, it's more than about just building your brand. It's more than about just selling products. If you back up all of that into a holistic approach of putting a purpose in there, putting a mission out there, putting all your social impacts and still make an income for yourself, that's your true journey. And that's what I do in my fourth business. I help other businesses now sell on Amazon, whether they're new or existing.
You're unstoppable. Josh, we've got a couple of minutes here. Why is philanthropy like this so important to KeyBank?
Yeah, so we like to say KeyBank, philanthropy is core to who we are, and it's really part of our DNA. So rather it be kind of through our philanthropic work and kind of our pillars around education, workforce, and safe and stable communities, to just how we kind of show up and how we get back from a sponsorship standpoint, both kind of, you know, what the work we do with the Timbers and the Thorns, but then also the work we do with local nonprofits as well. So at KeyBank, we are deeply vested in seeing the success of the markets in which we serve and the communities in which we reside. So it is truly, truly kind of core to who we are. In order to have a vibrant community, you have to invest in your community, and you have to find creative, fun ways to give back and find ways to kind of support the community at all different stages of life and aspects. So
is this pitch contest going to happen again next year?
So I will go on record as saying we're going to take next year off. I do anticipate us bringing it back after two straight years and kind of 20 straight months of planning. I told everyone I will give everyone a year off. We're going to take a break. But I think with that being said, that doesn't change our commitment to community and small business. What I would say to the listeners is keep an eye out. We've got some really fun, creative ways on how we're going to support small business next year. But I am highly confident that we will look to bring it back in future years.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, Paula V, congratulations on winning.
Thank you.
And yes. And thanks to all of you for coming in today. Yeah. This has been a really fascinating conversation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Selena Sanchez, Development and Marketing Director with MISO, Micro Enterprise Services of Oregon, Josh Lyons, Market President of Key Bank of Oregon and Southwest Washington, Tiffany Canifax, Business Banking Lead and Key for Women Chair for Oregon, and Paula V. Ponde, the winner of the Business Pitch Contest for Women-Owned Businesses.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.